Russia's invasion of Ukraine has prompted longtime neutral countries, Finland and Sweden, to consider joining NATO. And NATO expansion is a big reason Moscow says it started this war. Last week, a top minister in Finland said it's highly likely to join the military alliance, and Sweden is discussing it as well. For more, we're joined by Jason Moyer of the Wilson Center think tank. Welcome.
Hi, thanks, Scott.
So Finland, like Ukraine, shares a border with Russia, and historically it has been invaded by the Soviet Union. So to not provoke Moscow, it's remained neutral in the Cold War and not joining NATO and not joining the Warsaw Pact. So what's changed?
That's exactly right. Finland has had a long history of neutrality. In part, that comes from the geographic location. Finland shares an 800-mile border with Russia. And it's also important that Finland maintains strong bilateral relations with Russia for economic reasons. But the Russian invasion of Ukraine really sent a shockwave through the country and prompted Finland to reconsider its security arrangements. It led from stable public opinion over NATO membership in Finland that hovered at around 30% historically to more than double. As of last week, public support of those polled sat at about 68%.
And I guess let me ask you about your sense of public opinion there. What do you sense is the main argument these days in favor of joining NATO?
I think Russia's unpredictability and aggression really surprised people in Finland and led to a serious conversation about how to best secure Finland's borders. This is not a decision that is being entered into lightly. It is being rigorously debated in Finland's parliament. Last week, there was a white paper that was released that really began the conversation for the Finnish parliament. It weighed the implications of joining NATO, the pros and cons. It also talked about Finland's long history of debating NATO membership.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand Finland has a very modern air force. If Finland and Sweden join NATO, how might NATO change?
That's exactly right. Finland purchased a number of F-35s from the United States. And just in general, Finland and Sweden are both highly interoperable with the United States, with NATO allies, with one another. They are both very technologically savvy countries and would stand to enhance the alliance's defensive capabilities as well as their own.
So I imagine one question the Finnish leaders and people are asking are, might this provoke Russian retaliation? After all, Vladimir Putin has long said NATO expansion is what has threatened Russia, which has been his justification for invading Ukraine in the first place.
That's one of the major debates that's being held in Finland right now. What happens in between the time they turn in their NATO application and are able to become a member? Would NATO provide a security guarantee against Russia, or would the United States be willing to step in? This is all the more reason that once they do apply for membership, it'll be important that their application is processed very swiftly. Russia has threatened hybrid threats. They have threatened to violate their airspace, cyber attacks. There's a number of tools at their disposal that Russia could use to retaliate.
And they've also threatened to deploy new forces close by, yes, say their navy in the waters off of the Gulf of Finland.
That's right. You know, this is a consequence that Russia brought upon themselves when they invaded Ukraine. I think that adding two new members to the alliance is very befitting. This has led to one of the greatest shows of unity NATO's seen in recent decades.
And finally, Jason, can you help us out with the potential timing of this? I've read Finland might start its application process as early as May or June. So could it become a member very quickly?
I think it could. Traditionally, the process of joining NATO takes about a year. But during these extraordinary circumstances we find ourselves living through, NATO has said that this could be a matter of weeks, not months, to process Finland and Sweden's NATO membership. It's very likely that Finland will join first, followed shortly thereafter by Sweden. And it could be as early as May, June, certainly ahead of the Madrid NATO summit at the end of June. We should know one way or the other.
All right. That is Jason Moyer of the Wilson Center. Jason, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Scott.